Perfectus Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectusRadio.com.
You are listening to Vectus Radio 104.6 FM and online. This is the Wednesday afternoon show, and I'm Laura, and I'm joined with the lovely, effervescent John and Joe. Hello, lads. How are you today?
Feeling effervescent, apparently.
Oh, lovely. Now, very excitingly, we have on the telephone John First, the director. So last week I spoke to Christine Lightbody. So she's the co-founder of Save Our NHS Isle of Wight. John, can you hear us? Are we all technically ready for you?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic. I hope everyone at home can hear John. Oh, and Archie's having a good sing-song. Archie's about 4 months old, John, so excuse his banter, basically. So, John, tell us about Groundswell. So this is being shown on Saturday at the Key Arts Centre on the island, and we urge everyone who has an interest in the NHS and its services to go and see it and get educated. You tell us about, you know, your directorship and the film itself.
Well, I got interested about 4 years ago. I'd just joined my local 38 Degrees group.
Yeah.
And I was really very struck by how all the people in the group came from all different sectors and different political leanings. We had Tories, Lib Dems, Labour, Greens, and people were non-party.
Yeah.
And I was very struck by a sense that there was something new in this, the way we talked with each other in a very open way.
Well, that's the thing. It's non-partisan. This is something that will affect everybody, regardless of who they vote for.
Yes, but as I said, it didn't start with the NHS. It started with just simply joining a general campaigning group, and then I saw about these women who'd recreated the Jarrow to London March from 1936.
Yeah,
the Darlow Mums, and I went on the last leg of that.
Yeah.
And I found it terribly inspiring. You know, there was thousands of people in Trafalgar Square, and all the cars were hooting. And I thought, there's something in the air here.
Yeah.
And I wrote to David Owen, who had been a Labour Minister of Health, and I asked if I could have access to the group he'd formed to bring in the legislation to renationalise the NHS.
Yeah.
And through him, I got to meet by chance Joanna Adams, who was the founder of 999 Call for the NHS, who did the actual Jarrow March. They were responsible for initiating it and carrying it through.
Yes.
That's how it started.
Oh, fantastic. And can you tell us a little bit about the film? If I'm going to come and view it on Saturday, what can I learn? What will you tell me that I, you know, because...
Well, I was like everybody else. I vaguely knew... That if you like, the NHS had become much more of a monetary thing. That nurses had, you know, the vocational element with nurses was being lost. I kind of vaguely knew that. I knew that there were problems.
Yes.
But it was a great shocker because I started filming immediately. I met Joanna. I literally tipped up up north, and we filmed the same evening we met her.
Yeah.
And right immediately, she's so knowledgeable. And she told me, you know, how terrific problems as somebody who had been a Labour Party supporter, finding herself now very much opposed to what the Labour Party was doing, because they'd been so responsible. I didn't know how responsible Labour Party, for instance, had been for a large amount of the privatisation of the NHS, and just her personal experience as a working mother of trying to do something against the grain. She, like most of us, had lost faith in the political apparatus.
Yes.
She was very disillusioned and had decided to simply strike out on her own. And she literally, it all started with a tweet from her front living room. She'd lost her sister to cancer.
Yeah.
Because I think they'd closed the cancer ward in Darlington.
Yeah.
That's at least what she said. And sister had a heart attack. Sorry, they closed the cardiac unit, I think. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, I've decided to get off my arse and do something about it. So she sent out a tweet. And by the end of the week, she'd had something like 200 responses. So she then stood up on the proverbial soapbox in Darlington. And 100 people turned up. And one thing led to another. And as I said, they ended up with thousands of people in Trafalgar Square. And I thought that was very inspiring, and I decided to follow them, which I have done over the last 3.5 years,
yeah,
and just follow their progress, which has been amazing.
Phenomenal. And to have that access and to be able to capture it for us. And as you said, personally and speaking to many people, particularly on the island, there's this whole thing in the media about smoke and mirrors. You know, there's not a huge amount of transparency about what exactly is happening. We just see the negative reporting.
Well, yes. I mean, this is the shocking thing that I learned, is how the picture we're being presented in the media is just a million miles from what's really happening. I mean, one of the very first things I learned, and that was really shocking, was how far back this goes. I mean, Nicholas Ridley, who was a minister in Thatcher's government, he delivered a secret report to the Conservative Party policy unit back in 1977, where he was already talking about what they were going to do with nationalized businesses, industries, as he put it. You know, they were going to fragment them.
Yeah.
They knew it had to be done by stealth because it would be wildly unpopular.
Yeah.
And they were going to fragment the businesses into profitable units and sell the state assets. These are all, this is in the film. The actual report is there in black and white in the film. And, you know, you're seeing 40 years later those plans now coming to fruition, if you
yeah.
like to put it that way.
Oh my goodness.
And it's been done by great stealth, a very long period of time. I believe that Thatcher herself said that it should be done by salami slicing, was the phrase that I think she may have used.
Oh, really?
But it's not just the Tories, the Labour government too, and this is still being done without anybody really being aware of what's happening.
Yeah, no consultation, very, very little information.
Well, you know, on April the 1st, NHS England were due to bring in these things called accountable care organisations,
yeah.
which are basically they were originated in America, and it basically leaves the door open not just for services to be supplied by private companies, but also the management of budgets. You know, billions of pounds of basically taxpayers' money could be managed by private companies. These contracts were due to be issued on April the 1st.
Okay.
But campaigners took the government and NHS England to court, and on the grounds that there'd been no proper public consultation, which they're now undertaking.
Yeah.
Simon Stevens, the boss of NHS England, but this was another shock to learn,
yeah.
was a former chief executive for United Health, America's mm. biggest private health insurance company.
Yeah.
I had no idea that McKinsey and you know, public sector consultants like McKinsey and Price Waterhouse are deeply implicated in the whole restructuring of the NHS and in convincing people that we can't afford it,
yeah.
Which is absolute nonsense, actually. But privatization itself is costing billions a year because of all the lawyers and accountants and billing agents that have to be used,
yes.
The bank loans that have to be serviced. I mean, you know, private companies have bank loans to service, dividends to pay,
mm-hmm.
there are additional management costs. I mean, it's a central reason why the management of the NHS has gone up so tremendously is because of the privatization that's inbuilt into
yeah.
the infrastructure. Now, and that's what you can't get hold of, because under company confidentiality laws, you can't actually find out what that's really costing.
Exactly.
So when the government says, oh, only 7% of the annual budget is going on the provision of services from the private sector, what's not revealed is the cost of the huge infiltration of the infrastructure by the private sector. That's costing us billions more.
Yeah, so it's a systematic dismantling of this institution.
Well, that's what's happening. And the thing is that this plan, as Stevens produced this plan, he and NHS England, called the 5-year forward view plan, about, I think it was 2014 it was unveiled. 2015, I think it was officially launched. And it basically is by 2020... the plan is to have effectively turned the NHS into a public-private enterprise using American models and systems.
And that's something, a two-tier healthcare system is something that we do not want. That was the point of the NHS, wasn't it, by
well,
Nye Bevan?
That's right. It's already happening. I mean, in the film you can see a cancer doctor talking about how she's already seeing that, where she's having to turn away public patients
mm.
and when private patients are being given precedence for beds.
Yeah. It's all very deeply disturbing. And as you said, by stealth. And that's something that Christine, I interviewed Christine and Nancy, and we broadcast last week. You know, it's about the analogy with the frog in the hot water. If a frog is in the hot water and it begins off cool and it gets hotter and hotter and then boils, the frog won't jump out.
Yes.
And that's what's happening to us at the minute, isn't it? It's boiling around us.
Yes, and I think you see, my film isn't just about the NHS. It's about something bigger. It's about the whole unleashing of free market forces. That's it's causing huge damage to our communities. You know, we're losing so much of what we value, whether it's the local post office, you know, the local libraries. All of everything's for sale now, and the government is forcing councils to basically sell assets in order, for instance, to fund their shortfall on NHS services. And this isn't necessary. After the war, we had 2.5 times greater national debt than we have now. You know, we had a devastated economy, but a political decision was made that we're going to have, you know, the society's real needs can be properly catered for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, what this idea that printing money is automatically going to cause, you know, huge inflation. Well, since the crash, it's quite the reverse has happened. We've had no increase in inflation and no run on the pound, despite actually spending tens of billions of pounds on printing money to bail out the banks.
Fascinating. John, we're going to have to go to a break now, but this has been a real treat to talk to you, such an honour. So for listeners at home, John's film, Groundswell, will be shown at Key Arts, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. this coming Saturday, the 6th of October. Tickets are free. Go to the Save Our NHS Isle of Wight Facebook page. John, thank you so much. Okay. Such an interesting topic. And good luck for Saturday.
Thanks for that.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.